You now tuned into the Meds, Drinks, and Chill podcast. Follow us at Meds, Drinks, and Chill on Instagram.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez, and you tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got the homies in the building tonight. Sci-Fi, what up?
Yo, what up with y'all, man?
And I got the homie J5 in the building.
Yo, Lottie Dottie, what's popping, everybody? It's your boy J5, a.k.a. Big Facts, chilling and drinking with Mez over here.
Finally came through.
Yeah, finally. Pardon me, you know, pardon my lateness and all of that.
Been trying to get this nigga to come through since season one.
I'm a busy man, yo. I got fucking like 10 kids. I got like 2 businesses. I got a lot of shit going on right now.
I hit you earlier. You was cooking up for the kids.
I had to, son. I had to.
Beans,
you know, they
and
gotta
rice,
eat.
Plantains.
Yo, it's funny because I was making tacos.
This is my nigga. He Puerto Rican, so we always be having jokes. He might slide in some African jokes. So
yeah,
big
you know.
Facts podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, you already know, man.
Where they can find your podcast at?
BIGFACT5 on all major platforms.
Dope.
On Apple, iTunes, on Spotify, Google. Look me up, man. I'm there. Check out our last episode, man.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the best conversations I had in a very long
time. Thank you for having
me
on, man. I appreciate that.
I had to, man. Yeah. You know, you one of the great minds I've been able to encounter out here.
In this
game we call life out here,
Thanks.
You know?
Yeah.
It's hard to come across people like that, you know? But I think with this podcasting thing, it's kind of bridging the gap and bringing everybody closer together on that tip anyway, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, which communication is the best thing, man, because like in these sensitive times that we in, you ever hear some shit that's going on in the news and you like cancel this, cancel that, and then you actually go out and talk to people and it's not the same as what they saying in the media?
It's more sensitive on TV than it ever is in real life.
Because people seem to be more understanding when you talk to them in person. What you think, Sci-Fi?
Yeah, you know, it plays a part with the information that we get now. We get so much more information, technology, social media.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Ah, man, information is power, but, like, you know, like, depending on how you use your power. You
Facts,
know
it
mean?
Can go bad or,
I was seeing something on Facebook, and somebody had posted, like, you know, screenshots are always legit, and then somebody said, no, they're not, and then somebody came back and, like, said, mine are, and then he, like, doctored
You can
her.
Alter them.
Like
if you 100 with your social media honest is like a frank person, but you can be a faker, a troll.
Yeah.
So it just depends on like how you wield the power. You know?
I hate cancel culture, bro. Like that shit is not even it. Don't even seem real to me. Like the shit that people try to cancel you on nowadays. Like come on, my nigga. Like you holding me against something I did 10 years ago. Do you know what type of person
you know
I was?
Like
it depends on what it is too.
So like
it does.
R.
It
Kelly
depends.
Being held to a certain standard.
That's different.
From,
yeah. Like
from,
if I, all right. So
I saw something that he's getting charged for bribery for like
for the Aaliyah thing back
Aaliyah
in the day.
ID thing.
Oh yeah, because they said that they alter her ID
to make
her legal.
Yeah, because she was.
But
she
my thing is, why didn't he catch them L's back then?
Yeah,
because like we were saying before, back in the day. They had that secrecy thing going on where anything behind closed doors was behind closed doors. You have to worry about it. Now, it's so many cameras. Everybody got a motive.
Yeah.
Everybody got something that they want to get on about.
Story,
Now that people, it's mainly, I hate to say it, but it's mainly the women. I mean, you don't see no... I'm pretty sure
saying,
some men that been
so you saying women
that been me tooed out here.
Wow,
I'm pretty
so
sure.
You saying
what?
Women are pushing a certain agenda? I don't
but
know,
they,
man.
No, you know what it is. But they seem to be the victims because if a woman sexually harassed, like if a woman walks up to me and grabs my dick, I'm not gonna sit there and be like, "Yo, I feel violated." A nigga's kind of like, even if you didn't like it, even if it's some chick you're not attracted to, you don't want no parts of. You're not even gonna say nothing. Like it's like a man saying that he got raped. Nobody's going to take him serious.
Nobody at all.
You
they're not going to take him seriously, and they're not going to look at him the same either. Because when you say something like that as a man in this society, they kind of strip. They stripping us right now.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the castration of
the
alpha male right now.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Does male society have a toxicity problem? Like, we be doing some...
There is
certain things.
No, we do have to address.
Aggressive masculinity
certain
type
things,
shit.
Yeah,
there are certain things.
Because culture and rape, that's not cool. Real niggas not at all.
Nah, for sure.
No. You know what I mean? But like, real it's
niggas,
a part of it.
Real niggas have never had to take.
But we grew up in rape culture.
What they have could get.
Or but give
at the same time, given, at the same time, we grew up in that kind of rape culture and like, sexually harassing women was okay. Catcalling, a like woman walks by.
Remember those commercials back in the day? Like right now, if you did a commercial like that, you fucking get hung. Where there's like a whole bunch of construction workers.
Yeah, a woman walks by
and they're like, "Hey, baby."
They used to do that on Mentos commercials every time.
Mentos commercials was like
now. Mentos is out of business now, right? No, it's still But I bet you Mentos can't put a commercial out like that now.
Nah, they can't.
But we got plenty of commercials in the day that show Mentos doing. Mentos ain't getting canceled.
But what about even on the flip side, like when Terry Crews got, I think it was a man, it was a dude who grabbed him or said something crazy like, to him.
Yeah, but the Hollywood, like you know the Hollywood game.
Now in that
different.
Sense, like
was even, it him that where he was like, nah, I'm good, I don't do men. It wasn't him, it was somebody else.
But even with that case though, like when I heard that the dude grabbed Terry Crews, I think he grabbed his dick or whatever. I kind of was like, nigga, why you ain't knock him out on the spot?
Duffed him, but if you duffed him, but this is what happened, right?
He was gonna go to jail.
That's
true.
So
that dude's a multi-million-dollar like producer dude.
Yeah.
So are you gonna believe a no-name actor Terry Crews?
True. Or would you just let it go? What would you do in that sense?
Like somebody grabbed my dick?
Yeah.
I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, fam. I don't know if I could really, like, allow somebody
like, I think I would throw that all out the window.
Like, you basically telling me I'm going to allow somebody to fondle me.
That's basically what you're saying. Like, nah, I don't care what it is. Like,
have you been fondled?
Yeah. Right. No, 1-800.
I can't do that. I can't.
How many men out there have been fondled? Like, you've been fondled.
You see that we laughing about it? Like, it's so foul that we're laughing about it right now.
Yeah, because.
1-800, get fondled.
But it's.
Down now.
Because of the way we're doing it. Yeah. In reality, it's not cool because
not at all.
There are men who have been probably abused or
maybe even
put in compromising situations where they felt they couldn't get out of unless they did something to get out of it. Like,
and he was there with his wife. He's like,
but
six,
how many
how
of them are able to talk about that?
Nah, I wouldn't.
See the shame of it too. So like, there is a double standard in this oversensitivity because when it's directed at a man.
Yeah, from another man?
What I'm saying, remember like the bro code episode and like the umbrella thing?
Yeah.
And, like, we're laughing about it, but we're dead serious about not uncomfortable. Being in situations. So just imagine like having that type of code and someone violate that.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you be shamed more so for even being put in that situation as a dude?
Facts.
And not retaliating to a
that
certain
would kill me.
Level?
Yeah. Because
people are going to claim, like, oh, you liked it. Cause you,
and then you wonder why.
Because that's the first thing I said.
Out?
But then you wonder why.
So you don't say nothing.
These young men going to jail for no reason, they probably got put in these compromising positions and they felt like they had no other way to react to it.
Bro,
so
if my manager grabbed me like that, I don't care if he beat the brakes off of me. I'm still, I just got to do something. Like, I got to swing on you. I got to do something.
Now, devil's advocate is women are in the same position that Terry Crews is in all the time.
All the time. They actually
24/7.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like on a,
you're going to have to
like
prove
you said, 24/7.
Yeah.
That dude did that to you.
And you, a lot of times, no disrespect, but they can't physically do anything to the man.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't beat up a dude.
And sometimes, like, there's that other side where your homegirls be like, well, you could have got a job. Why don't you just let him do it, girl?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you know,
so
it's almost
layers.
Accepting
in
certain circles. Like, you could have been on, you know, Beyonce's tour, girl.
So does cancel culture depend on what circle you're in?
Yes, it does. Because if you're part of the LGBT community, they be going hard. Or, you know what I mean? Like, and some of the shit, like with Kevin Hart.
So
I remember he said
yes, like
the Kevin Hart, for instance,
like
when he
LGBT
said
LGBT culture can cancel a lot more people
than
like
any other culture.
The things that you would say or do.
Yeah.
Versus,
I mean, community, excuse me.
So, what I'm saying is, here's a scenario. Are you going to get canceled more harder for saying that some powerful dude raped you? Or that you said something derogatory about LGBT?
I think if you say anything about the LGBT community in a negative way, derogatory term, they're going to try to cancel
That's
you.
That's why Dave did his stand-up the
and
way
And I respect
he did
him
it.
So much for that.
Oh, he's a comedic
Because to me, if you want me to treat you
comedic
equal, that genius. Means I got to have jokes about you. Now,
comedic genius.
I'm not going to say certain words.
Of course.
Because if that nah, makes you feel some type of...
Of course.
I think the reason why... And he's really only been the only comic to get away with... That type of language. Nah,
somebody
without
else.
Everybody
smart.
Else jumping on it like, damn, Dave, why are you saying that to them?
Yeah.
They actually like,
Bill Burr
making
up there
a
with
really
it too.
Good point.
I, yeah. You know what? One of my Bill homeboys was telling me about
Bill
Burr. Bill
Burr is one of my favorite
he's
comedians
crazy,
of all time.
He
bro.
Like, yo, Bill Burr, that's who you need to listen
my
to.
Nigga.
He like the white Chappelle and
he
shit
is, bro.
Like that.
I, you know, Richard Pryor couldn't make it in this time.
Yo, but that's, nah. look, so going back, to what you talking about, like Richard and Eddie, right? Because Eddie's coming back out,
well, Eddie
right?
Eddie wasn't as yeah. bad.
No. Eddie had that
Eddie was
whole
back then.
That whole portion on Raw.
Yeah.
Where he was like, wee.
He was going in.
Yeah. Pull over. He
so,
did that
so it
whole.
Comes back to cancel culture. Why is Eddie not canceled?
Well,
now?
I
first
think.
First passed up, but Kevin gets canceled.
Because Eddie got caught with a transvestite.
Yeah, or
so like
transgender.
So
down.
Eddie,
you think
so Eddie, no. What I believe in my heart is that Eddie was, he head first, 10 toes deep in that era, in that
culture also
popular
comes from who
circle.
Says it. Like if
yeah.
I'm LGBT,
it depends on who says it. Yeah,
and I can get away with certain things versus I'm.
It's
I'm
like
a black
person
male.
Saying nigga.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It just depends on who's saying it. What it's about, like when Kevin Hart said it, that tweet was like what almost 10 years ago.
Yeah,
and I respect him so much for that. And I don't think Kevin Hart's funny to me. Like I don't find him funny, but
I think he's funny sometimes.
So sometimes I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day.
You had to pull that one out.
I had to pull that one out
sometimes. I think it's more so his entertainment value than the jokes.
Yeah. I think he knows how to be a showman.
He just
drags the joke long enough.
He's just funny. Like he can put funny situations.
Like if you had him in the room right now, he'd probably be
now see that's
cracking
the thing.
Your ass.
When I watch
right
him
now.
On interviews and shit like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be dying laughing.
But that's what I'm
when
saying.
When he's on stand up,
like
I'll be like, man.
Right, I'm saying like well, selling a joke is not as good as selling himself.
Well,
he's
Mike Epps ain't
himself.
That funny on stand up,
really.
But I love him in a movie.
Not
nah,
really.
I like
I love
him,
in a movie.
Really?
Yeah, Mike Epps
stand up is that good.
And see, that's the thing. People have different tastes in comedy and music.
Say something about Dwayne Wade's son right now after those tweets and all this
He
stuff.
Should be able to. He's a comedian. They should say anything they want. Comedians,
but, you know,
he should be, but
killed.
I feel like...
I don't think he could touch that ever. That's
I don't,
a landmine.
Man, that's
him.
Whack if he does
no,
that.
No, that's his boy. That's his boy. He
but
should be
is,
able to touch on that.
But
now, how do y'all feel about Dwayne Wade being so
I
open
think,
or
accepting
like
of this, like...
I think when you're a kid, like kids' minds, you can't give them but so much freedom. You really
no,
have to mold them in
see,
a second.
Like,
who is he hanging
careful.
Out with?
Be careful before you get
that's making this a normal, like.
Yeah.
So for his
kid.
He's
not kid, a normal kid, though.
He's
what
not.
Is a normal kid?
So when
that's
so when does cancel culture start for you? Is it a money thing? Like, is
nah.
it when you start to get to a certain status?
Because there's people that do the same thing that celebrities do.
Yeah.
Nobody even flinches.
Because
yeah.
they're not
your
on that,
homeboy,
on that
your
level.
Your homeboy touch your, you know, do fucked up shit. You don't say nothing.
Bullshit.
Depends
a
on
lot
what
of people,
do.
A lot of
it
people
depends.
Riding out here
well,
for
that's, and that
the
goes back,
in different
and
things.
That goes back to what we were saying, but that's that era of secrecy that,
yeah.
that didn't want certain
oh, you
things
mean if it's
to come
not
out.
To you. You're saying like if they're just doing something and but it's not directed towards you. You're saying?
Yeah. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you meant like if somebody like your homeboy grabbed your dick like Terry
nah,
Crews.
Nah,
I'm like, nigga, you bugging.
Like,
yeah,
you
wilding, boy.
You know your homeboy coming. In. You know that Eminem song, "Guilty Conscience."
Yeah.
That's like a microcosm to this Me Too situation.
Oh yeah.
Because
yeah.
those situations happen every day, but if
true.
You're a celebrity or have a certain status, they
right.
become a problem. Versus
yeah.
If you're just a regular-ass dude, that's just life.
Because I remember older dudes being
but
in college
now,
or whatever, picking up girls from high school.
Bro, I know 30-somethings
yeah.
that go to the 18-year-old clubs.
Yeah.
No one's saying nothing about that. But if you're Dwayne Wade or some star
yeah.
doing that, then it's like, whoa. But your cousin, that's his M.O.
Yeah.
He out here living that life.
Yeah,
and no
I get
one
what
says
saying,
nothing to him, bro.
Right.
So I think it's status and like a certain.
Nah, of course, because it has to be a reason for me to cancel you. Like you have to be out of a certain status.
Because who's canceling a nobody?
Nobody is.
Nobody. Nobody's canceling a nobody. So I think cancel culture
is really based on celebrity
status. So who you think got the worst deal out of this cancel culture
straight black situation?
Straight black men.
Yeah, but I'm saying
or straight black. Right, so just or men. Just straight men.
If we're gonna go with a general thing, it's straight men.
Because to be honest with you, though, it's because of who was controlling society.
Exactly.
Culture.
The tables just turned. That's right? All it was.
So now you have all the shit that men could get away with before. Yeah. That no one ever like held us accountable for, and I'm not trying to like exclude myself because.
Bro, nigga, we all grew up in that era.
But we've all known what was right and what was wrong, too.
One at a time.
What I'm saying is not all of us was doing the gravity of some of the things that people are getting caught.
But still, everybody...
But there was a joke. There was things said.
Even grabbing women. Like, I remember in one of the episodes we were talking about, like, a woman would walk by, and you might rub her, you might grab her. It's just regular shit. Like, yeah, we all have done that. I can't say nothing about that, buddy.
I'm an angel. I haven't touched any women in my whole life.
See?
They've been harassing me my whole life. You want to talk about harassment?
Nah, we've all been harassed.
You was harassment? When a woman come and put her fingers through your hair and be like, oh, well, what you put in your hair? And you be like, hey, I ain't even okay this shit right now.
Yeah.
So like, you saying that men get
our expectations are different.
Men get the hit of Me Too, but they can't get the defense of Me Too.
Of course not. They're not going to defend us. Nobody's going to
take you serious.
Because you're even supposed other to, men. Because of the old regime up. And how we were living, or because you're supposed to be a man.
So listen, real quick.
There's an underlying code.
Real quick. If a woman says, oh, this happened to me, she's sympathetic to it. Like, a woman, they'll bond together when it comes to that. If one of my niggas comes like, yo, this girl just grabbed my dick, can you believe it? I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you complaining about?
What did you do? Afterwards.
What did you have on? What made her grab your dick?
Did you seal the deal?
What were you wearing? Yeah,
that's why I don't like cancel culture.
You know, you can't say that to a woman. Like, yo, he grabbed her. Like, what were you wearing? Like, it don't matter what even she was wearing.
She'd be like, what?
No, that's exactly.
Cancel
mess
drinks and chill right now.
Mess drinks and chills no longer. He's gonna pull all the sponsors. You'd be like, God damn, I was just joking. But that's the sense of your time.
That's exactly why we here.
If a man said that shit, you would look at him as like why he didn't make the move or play that.
Yeah.
If a woman said that to you, you'd
sympathize with her.
Some people would sympathize, but some people would be like, did you bring it on? Did you ask?
And you know, that's the worst thing you can say to somebody.
Were you dressed that is. A certain way?
Yeah. You can't drinking? Say that though.
Like, but that's not cool to say. But there are people that live that life.
Okay, that's a perfect example. Like,
I'm not saying women.
Hold on. Let me say one thing.
Clean it up, buddy. Real quick.
If I said, I come in here and be like, yo, I just got robbed at the gas station.
Yeah.
They took my chain.
Yo, we going.
No. Even before that, if I be like, yo, they took my chain. They took my earrings. It took my watch. Yeah. They can be like, damn, nigga, why the fuck did you have that on in the hood?
Yeah. Why did you go?
Basically kind of saying like, real nigga, talk. you asked for it. So when that's the reason why sometimes men will ask that, like, yo, I mean, look what you was wearing. Like, you kind of, so is there a difference
but
in
is that?
That
Whoa, a real reason?
I'm not saying it's a good reason. No. That nigga was still wrong for robbing you.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is people would say that, like, yo, why did this nigga have his chain on in the hood? Like, why did he go through there doing that?
I think right now you're making it. Well, nah.
No.
Violence is violence. I see what you're saying. Like,
they're both wrong. You don't deserve to get robbed. You don't deserve to get harassed.
Yeah. And you should be able to wear whatever you want, whenever you want.
No
exactly.
Matter what.
My only thing is. They'll treat the two different scenarios differently. Somebody will be like, why the fuck did you have a chain on walking through the hood at night? But they'll never be like, why the fuck did you have on that short skirt walking through the hood with them niggas?
Because...
Or right. Why weren't you like with other people and protecting yourself?
And you can't ask that though.
You can't.
But you can ask somebody, why the fuck would you have on the chain walking through the hood? Why was you thinking you still good in the hood? Like,
because the hood hasn't been... gentrified enough. No, no, no. That has nothing to do. No, no. We can cancel
shit. Up, yeah. I should be able to wear whatever the fuck I want. You should not get robbed, right?
You should.
But no one ever questions. No one ever says, "Damn, fam."
But that's like, only a hood problem.
Like, damn, like, you know, that's really wrong. Like, that's fucked up how that treated you, and you should be able to do whatever you want.
That's really only a hood issue, though.
Now you're missing it, though.
Not anywhere.
No.
It's not a hood issue.
Yeah, it is. You can get robbed anywhere. Yeah, you could get robbed anywhere, but if you...
You can get raped anywhere.
You could get raped anywhere, but what I'm saying is, well, the scenario that we're depicting right now typically happens where...
Well, getting robbed?
Yes.
You get robbed anywhere.
You get
But no, majority.
No, I don't believe it.
I'm going to say you get robbed anywhere.
You're defending as robbery could only... First of all, there's some inclinations. You're saying that only robberies happen in the
No. I'm That's not saying... False. No. I'm not saying that only robberies happen in... But let's be honest. Straight up robbery.
Nah, I get what
I'm talking
you're
about stick up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing no stick up in Valentine.
Nah.
You may see a
Valentine's a nice neighborhood out here,
rob
by the way.
You in Valentine, fam?
They can, but how many?
Nah, is it some block shit like I walk up and snatch your chain shit? No.
This is what I'm saying.
Like, if I'm in a hotel trapping in Valentine, and the motherfucker know what my situation and then they like, yo, I'm going to run in there. Just,
yes.
But it's not a random thing. I see what you're saying, random. Jay. You're saying like on a humbug.
What
like,
I'm saying is mainly...
In the hood. We're not going to play that. It's the hood.
Mainly, if you're just getting robbed on a stick-up, it's not going to happen in Valentine.
Nah.
It's not... You're not going to get stuck up in Valentine. But now, if you... Because you painted out a picture. You said if you was in a hotel doing your thing, that means somebody had to know you.
That's true.
Somebody had to follow you. Somebody had to set you up. You're also living a life that isn't really what they want you to live in that area.
Yeah.
So... What I'm saying is
you're saying like if you're just walking up to a gas station in Statesville or...
If mainly it's a hood problem in a robbery situation, that raping situation can happen
anywhere.
That could happen on a plane, on the way to Dubai.
From any
that
type could happen of people, on, any type of guy. Yeah,
this is what I'm saying. That's a situation that could touch a female in any part of her life.
Back to the toxicity of the culture.
True.
So, like, again, it comes back to the sensitivity is warranted at a certain point because our world is built to where a woman can get violated anywhere.
Yeah.
Men can only get violated like that. Stick up, like, I can in a particular zone.
Because
like, I'm not in Manhattan tripping on my jewelry.
We're conditioned. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm up in Soho kicking it, living. Yeah. I'm never thought.
Valentine.
No thoughts.
Yeah. But if you're walking through Farm Pond, Graham, West Boulevard, you're going to be like, hold up, man. Let me tuck this shit in.
Exactly. Or I'm saying. So you in the wrong area, right? Now, if you're a female...
You can't say that to a woman.
No,
see?
You can't say that, but she should know that if she's going to walk through a crowd of dudes who has been drinking... It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Y'all out, and it's nighttime.
Now, see, like, you're preparing her for the world that is not the world that it should be.
That's
is
true.
Is it her fault? Does she have to? Should she put that in her mind?
Yes,
she has to survive in the world.
Now, I
but
from
is
a
it
sense
right?
Now,
no,
it's not right. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, it's not right.
What I'm saying is, but you can't fault her for
fault
making
for
the
what?
Distinction to live her life how she wanted. Even if those situations...
You can.
That's when you can't say it.
Just but like that. But you can't
isn't
that
the fucked up part, though? Isn't that fucked up, though?
That is fucked up. Because you should be able to tell your own girl. You should be like, yo, put them titties away because there's some savages out
there
that's probably going to... They're
going
to rub on you. They're going to fill you up. They're going to try to do something to you. And I'm only one man. Look, I can't do everything.
So you're saying she's got to prepare for the world and not the world prepare for her.
Unfortunately, to survive in this world...
How can that change?
We're not.
If we never make the distinction to switch.
Well, how that changes is you as your homeboy got to be like, yo, stop being a savage and stop
So doing. It's that's how a man it changes. Has to be accountable for his homies around him.
Unfortunately,
it has to
yes.
From within.
It has to change from us first. Because
but until then, a woman needs to like be.
She has to because at the end of the day, there's people that wasn't raised like us.
Yeah.
There was people that was raised that, yo, you got to do what you got to do out here or and get what you need bitches. To get. Yo, hoes is hoes. And,
yeah.
And there are, unfortunately, there are some women out there that do operate the way that we talking about. Unfortunately, there are ones that live up to the stereotype of being that smut
say,
or that.
They say like when the whole Oprah thing, like I'm not, if I'm calling you a bitch and you think you're a bitch, then I'm talking to you. But if I'm not talking to you,
exactly.
Then
it, that's kind fits. Of exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm exactly saying
that's
that. If it is because.
Up.
Because some of them don't have control over that perception of themselves. And I think that's the biggest issue that we may have in that situation is that the perception of some of these women when they go out in their own mind isn't as high as it should be. And not saying that they could prevent it or they should prevent it by dressing a certain way, but... I mean, that's the only way you can do it.
With cancel culture. Like at the end of the day, sometimes you understand what the person's intent is, right? Like what they're saying.
Yeah.
But you still just want to fucking cancel them. Like right now, if I would have said that, like, yo, she shouldn't wear that because, you know, niggas might do this and this and that. Niggas be like, yo, cancel mess for saying that.
Yeah, but are you being messed up for looking out for somebody because you know better? You're
like
you're,
like for instance, T.I.'s daughter, right?
Well, that was a different story.
Instead of checking the woman, you're supposed to check your homie.
Now, what was your point on that?
With the T.I. thing, there's a lot of reasons why I could understand why he might be doing that.
Yeah, I could too.
Did you hear his explanation when he came back on?
He said he was just talking on some
like he was saying it in like in general jest, sense.
But we do know where he was like
in the room.
He
and
was
shit.
Fucked up at though.
But
right?
You know what I did? The first thing I did was I started talking to women about it, and you'd be surprised how many women kind of did agree with him. Like that's the thing. Whenever I hear so many people outraged about shit, when I was talking to women, a lot of women were also saying like, "Yo, you know what? It's a lot of people who get molested by family members, little things like that. So there's a lot of plus side. Me
listen,
either. So I'm like, oh shit.
Listen, not only that, how
it
strong,
sounds weird. It sounds no, weird for me.
How
I would never
strong
want
to
know that.
Is T.I.'s relationship with his parents?
How I don't know.
We don't know, right?
Right.
So maybe he's just being.
Like it's big.
Well, maybe he's just being the best dad he knows how to be at this point.
True.
And while I'll say. Some of what he's...
That's that hypersensitivity, though. Because is he really... And I'm thinking... Is he really saying anything bad as
a
father?
No. Well, what... No. You know where he's wrong? You know where he's wrong?
Where?
The privacy. The privacy of his daughter. He is a...
Nah. As far as him saying it or being in the room with her?
His daughter is not a superstar.
So I'm
her
to say,
business does not need to be out in the open. All right,
so just to make it clear, what you're saying is it the fact that her privacy
was,
with him, with her in the room, or the fact that he said
it
out?
I agree with that. It's the never saying it to the public.
I agree.
You should be able to go
family
to the doctor's
shit, you're not
office.
Supposed to bring
what
it
I'm
up.
Saying is, if you told me about your son or daughter in that same capacity, I would never judge you.
Right.
But because T.I. said it, I'd be like, damn, that's fucked up.
Well,
is
some
it
people.
Up?
What,
some
I'm,
people
saying, what
say
I'm saying,
it.
Some people would say.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is if you as a man personally told me, like, yeah, you know, I go check to make sure nobody doing nothing to my daughter when I'm not, you know. So when I make sure that, you know, her hymen is intact.
And but a lot of women also, because it was the first thing I do when it's something like that, I talk to the women, like I was saying.
Because
women
were
saying,
because
that's a woman's issue that
it's
we're talking
there.
About.
Yeah.
A lot of women were like, my nigga, that's one hole. Who knows how many niggas she's giving head to? How many niggas might be hitting in the other hole? And it's
that's true. And that's very true. But a father's not thinking that his daughter's getting ran through like that.
No, not even ran through. She can have a boyfriend. She could just be giving him head.
And he's running through it, all right?
Running through it sounds crazy. Running through it to me is like a lot of people running through it. Like,
I feel what
you're saying.
Another thing about that, like, we're talking about the lines, because some people measure sexuality or that you know, going from virgin to not virgin as penetration.
Yeah.
But you're telling me that, like, if like you would be upset if your daughter's giving head.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, absolutely. You're
like, damn, what the
but fuck? But that's not penetration, though.
Huh? I would just be mad if she's being sexual anyway. Because
if you go to the doctor, she's still a virgin.
Just me personally, I'm gonna be mad regardless. I mean, listen, it may be her time. I'm still gonna be mad.
Yeah.
It's just me as a father, I'm gonna be mad. Yeah. That don't mean that it's not her time to do what she's gonna do.
Anything about that.
Yes, if you're the father, yes.
If I'm the father, yes.
At 16?
Now look.
As long as it varies. You should have that relationship with your daughter. Like, I can't tell you what kind of relationship you need to have with your daughter. I don't have daughters, so I can't really speak on it.
I have two.
You have two, so maybe you can speak on it.
I have two. If it came, so let's go back to the T.I. thing first.
Clarity. What age range are your daughters? So are they older?
No. They're 3 and 2.
Okay.
Super young. They're not even. Yes. Very long.
Let's say they're 16.
But I have to think about these things because at that age range, I have to be prepared for this.
Right.
And I have to know the best way to go about it so they don't deflect me or try to keep me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to be the best dad I know how to be. And that's what I was giving T.I.
Right.
He may not have even had the birds and the bees conversation with his father and able
Did you have the birds and the bees talk with your father?
First of all, immigrants don't have that.
That's listen, what I'm
did you just
have that?
No, exactly. You just go do. Listen, yeah. You just expected to handle business.
You actually really
you
learn
are
from
expected
your peers
to handle business. Right. Listen, do you know what my talk was?
What
you 13? You ain't got no pussy yet.
No,
that
way.
Was my talk.
Oh no, that didn't even.
That was my talk.
Toxic culture.
That was my talk.
That's toxic.
That was my talk. But that was my talk. That's super toxic.
I'm saying from this point of view.
But as
culture, right?
But even as a young man, I knew that was toxic culture. That wasn't a mover for me. That was something that was just like, damn, y'all niggas pressed like that. Yeah. All right, well, maybe it's that important.
It might even force you to lie.
At some point, I thought about it, but instead I decided to go do it.
I think a lot of times when you're not toxic or when you can recognize the toxic at an early age, you just let people motherfucking believe what they want
to
believe.
You have to because, and that's where you become, I think that's where you become an adult because you learn that certain people just want certain outcomes out of life.
Yeah.
If you want to have a peaceful life, you got to give certain people their outcomes.
Let them live
so that they could just come up how, decipher things how they want to decipher.
Some dads want to make sure, like, you getting pussy, you good?
Yeah.
This is like just people, like, for the crowd just to know, like, the lifestyle from before this generation to the last one is like,
but why do you think they do that?
Expectation of men to have sex early.
Is
it
wasn't
us telling
us to make sure we're not gay. Number one,
thank you. That's what I was.
Number one is to make sure we're not gay.
Thank you. That's what it was.
Number
most male
toxicity comes from the fact that they don't want.
Yeah,
yeah.
And when you're a kid, you don't notice that. You're like, damn, why he's so pressed about me getting some pussy
from the fathers or the
uncles, cousins, older heads.
It all comes from males above and. That came before.
So now people want to say, oh, the food is different, da da da. Do you think male toxicity creates, and I don't want to say creates, but like wildfire pushes more onto gayness or more make people want to go? Because if you're telling me, nah, hard.
Nah, I don't think
that.
I don't think
people thinking about it more.
Nah. I think
almost the over sexualization of masculinity, of being this dominant, like fucking chicks and da da da. You don't think that that's a byproduct that motherfuckers was so pressed early on?
I think it is.
No.
I think what you're saying, yes. I think in certain I think in certain instances, what he's saying is right. I think there have been instances where maybe family members have pushed the toxic masculinity too far to where the person was like man, I don't want to deal with this. I'm just going to be gay.
That, for example, I know people that they pops took them to a hooker at a certain
and got
age.
No, that's disgusting.
That's a real thing, though.
No, that is a real thing.
I remember an episode on Real Sex. I swear to God, in the day.
Hunts Point?
Oh, yeah. I remember that was in the Bronx. Yeah, in the Bronx.
This older white dude took
his son to get his first piece of ass, paid for the prostitute and everything. I was sitting there like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
Listen, my uncle took me over there, and and pretty much was like asking me, yo, which one?
Which one you
like
want?
You know? Yeah. And I was like, yo, these bitches, they look busted. They look cracked the out. Like, I don't, nah, son. Like, yeah. And I don't even know what he's asking me, but I'm just like, nah. How they old like, are you? I had to be like 11, 12 That's or something crazy. Like that. Yo, son, y'all don't want to know. Y'all don't even want to know about my shit, son.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Son, that over-sexualization of masculinity, putting it on 11, 10-year-old, 12-year-old
and
children.
And it got so...
That's traumatic.
Listen, it is. That's crazy. Listen, you don't even... Listen.
But
I don't just want you to like, have to like...
Nah. Listen. No, let's just say that there's things that I was exposed to earlier than that. Earlier than 12, I was already exposed to certain shit. So it was like my dad was very hell-bent on making sure I wasn't going to be gay. So, and I was like sitting and seeing certain shit, and I was just like, yo, this is crazy. But, I'm not going to own horn or nothing, but, you know, that kind of made the nigga kind of like...
A savage in a sense.
Savage, and, you know, I'm kind of thankful that he did do certain things because I was able to reap certain benefits from that. But it did kind of skew my mind to certain things. Like, I only thought about women and possessions.
Yeah,
and, that's what I'm trying to
only,
say.
And only needing certain things from them. So it wasn't like I looked for a partner
earlier.
It wasn't a value. Yeah,
it was just
it wasn't,
one thing.
So what I'm saying is you're thinking like that at such a young age.
Yeah.
Do you think people reject that and be like, you know what? I value women to an extreme level that I'm going to not even fuck with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
I believe that yes.
Ultra sensitive. Yes. And I'm not trying to like...
No. There
say
are
gay is good, bad. I'm not
really... No. They just have
to,
an
like,
over respect for women.
That, like, it's almost like... polar opposites in a sense.
I get
right?
it. I get
like,
it.
You can push people to be like super sexual and want to fuck every chick.
Or completely damn near asexual.
Like,
or the opposite completely.
Of like wanting to even be.
Yeah.
Because you traumatized me so young about the female body and all that.
Anatomy
and
all that.
You know what? I'm done. I'm cool. I don't even want that. Because I'm so scared of it, or I'm just like pushed to a level that made me feel so uncomfortable that I made other choices.
Or make all right. So earlier today, I seen this thing on a video. My homeboy sent it to me. It was a woman proposing to a man. What would y'all do if y'all was in a relationship and your woman proposed to y'all? I would not be cool with that, bro. I'd be like,
why?
Yo, are you kidding me?
Why wouldn't you be cool with that?
Because it just takes. It's like you're switching roles. Like I'm not cool with
so
the
you
whole.
Think,
the roles
do you
are
think
predefined?
Do you,
in a sense, like that's what it is. Like
that's what I'm saying. Like that's a culture thing.
It is a culture thing. No, but
do you think you're less of a man if you accept a proposal from your wife
from
as opposed to her accepting
anyways?
Your proposal? Yeah,
but,
this is somebody that you love.
Yeah, no, it's not even that. It's like all right. Most
is
of the time, me.
The problem or
it's
the act?
It's the act. Like if she was like yo, let's get married, I'm ready to get married, cool. All right, let me
handle some things and you want to do it on your terms.
Yeah.
So it's a power thing.
I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you. Whether it's a power thing,
right?
Yo,
it's a
that's
power
deep.
Thing.
It could
that's
be.
Deep.
It could
because
be.
At the end of the day, I feel male toxicity and that male toxic culture comes from power. Losing it or not having it at the level that you once had it. So these things like gender roles, like I'm supposed to get on one knee, that's a power thing. Because if you really love that person, it doesn't matter who pops the question. Y'all might have already talked about it, real talk.
Then don't get on your knee. Yeah, of course.
So that's what I'm saying. It's the act of it that some man's supposed to be
so
in that position,
how,
not a woman.
Or
that's really what you're trying
to
do.
Like if she would have been like, yo, let's go get married.
So do you believe that women should be in the kitchen cooking and cleaning then?
It's the same ideals.
I think there should be roles that we play, and it's not to say you play this. It's like let's have an understanding. And I'm like that with any relationship, any teammate. Like let's find out what we're gonna do. Like if I'm gonna be the one to clean the kitchen and you're gonna cook, let's just figure it out. That way we play our roles. That's like even any organized sport. if I'm the center and I'm bringing the ball down, you're like, yo, what the fuck are you doing, my nigga? You're fucking up the game. Like, you're supposed to be, you're Shaq. You're Shaq. Don't so, bring
but
the ball.
If you're a good, like a case, case, but if case you're a good case. Leader, yeah. you're going to have that communication with your players.
Facts.
And y'all not going to have those issues going forward yeah. because you would have already voiced your dislike for whatever was going exactly. on in that
but
situation.
Also, leaders yeah. also roll with the punches. Like, my nigga bringing up the court, balling. He dropping 30. Let me slide back to the wing then.
Yeah, what if my nigga what roll. If your wife
if telling me
Porzingis is
balling out
is
up
Russell
the court,
Westbrook?
Come on, man.
If she's what then she'd be what the if, point guard.
So what if she's West, Russell Westbrook?
So you won't give her the ball though?
But
now I'm gonna ask for a trade. Trade you off the team. Straight up, nigga. I don't need to be on this team. The fuck? That nigga's just bugging. I'm out of here.
Again, that's what I'm
she
trying to say.
She wants to
like,
rock 30 yeah. times a night.
Time, I'm out of here.
She was shooting 40 times.
A lot of that's what I'm saying. Yeah. 17
y'all
assists.
Wilding, bro. Yeah. Well, I'm saying at the end of the day, a lot of it's perception based.
True.
So, all right,
it's not
so,
really
so,
like
so on a personal
thing. You
feel
bad about her doing that. You feel bad about how it looks.
You, is that
to
true?
To me, even if she did it, in, it don't even have to be in
what
front
if,
of public.
Like, what if she did it in your own house and proposed to you on one knee?
I'd still be just as mad.
Why? Well, why, though?
Because I'm
because a, she didn't do it to, like, for the show. She did it just
no,
for y'all.
It don't got nothing to do with that. It's I want that. That's
you wanted
me.
That. Okay, so no. yours is more about that's your moment.
Bro,
yeah. To be that
no.
man.
Exactly.
What that's
what
I'm
that you've always wanted to
that's
be at
toxic,
that moment.
Right?
Yeah.
Not no, necessarily. Not
because
necessarily.
You're trying to control a position only for yourself because you feel it's supposed to be for
he
men.
Went he went deep on
that's
that.
What I'm trying to say. It's not like he you don't love this person.
That.
It's not
they
like
got nothing to do with that.
You don't want to be with this person. It's just that
I could want to marry
you
her for sure.
You grew up in a way that a man was supposed to command that power.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You grew up in
now,
a way
I feel
that.
That
a
I
man
feel that.
Was supposed to be that person.
Yeah.
You were taught that.
And
yeah,
and you
exactly.
were taught that and you want
no,
to continue
I totally agree
that.
That. Yeah. It's like one of the things.
But that doesn't, what I'm saying is, it doesn't take away from her act or her love or anything, but it's really a perception of how you feel you're supposed, your role's supposed to be. It's a person.
That's my role, yeah.
It's,
I'm like,
it's an internal male toxic belief.
That's
what I'm
the toxic
to
part.
I don't think it's
saying
toxic.
It's toxic is the part that I'm not
that
cool with.
That part is toxic.
Right.
I think
it's just something that
I think
I
that
was
depends
to.
On how it falls in the relationship. Yeah. I think that depends on how you operate around that feeling in the relationship. I don't feel like it's toxic.
Nah,
unless
toxic
it's detrimental to
toxic.
The relationship.
What's the
toxic? Is something that can break you, can make you go into depression or make you feel a
so
certain
if a man
kind
wants
of way.
To have a
like
power, it's okay. It's just
toxic.
How it
is just poisonous.
Now there are poison. Certain
yeah.
women that like that
high risk of default.
That
they
love
want
that,
like that.
That. Yeah, exactly. So right. in their eyes, it may not be toxic. It may be just the juice that they needed for that situation.
Ooh.
So,
sheesh.
In certain situations, if he get with the right woman, that might
that's
be exactly what she need is his masculinity
yeah.
to complete that relationship.
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
are we allowed to be as masculine as we were before? Hell no, not nowhere.
Because you're saying there's for every masculine man from back in the day, there's a feminine woman for that.
There is.
The polar
absolutely.
Opposite.
I think
it's a polar
like
opposite.
A public thing. So this cancel culture, this toxicity thing,
yeah.
it's all about status at the end of the day. Because if you and yours is good,
if my what
the, you and yours, the yeah. roles, if you and your peoples, your wife, your partner are good in whatever established roles, like you said, like we gonna work
right.
it out. Like you supposed to be in the kitchen, I'm supposed to, or I'm supposed to be in the kitchen, you supposed to.
It's just about roles. Like don't
roles.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is cancel culture is really a state of like social status.
Yeah.
It's based on like because we don't cancel anyone who don't matter.
Yeah. That's true. That's very true.
We can't.
Yeah.
We cancel. Oh, T.I. cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like that's why cancel culture to me is more.
I still
of a,
respect T.I. though.
I do too.
I respect
many
him.
That do.
Bro,
I respect
I do
him even though
I
don't agree
point.
With how he put it out.
Some of it sounded crazy. Like
no.
when he put it out there, I was like, this nigga's bugging.
The
no,
only part
I just think that like
is
the publicity part.
That's the part yeah. that bothered me.
You
that's your
that,
daughter.
That was the
family
part.
Business.
Real
you need
family business.
He should have been able to say, "Look, that's my daughter. it ain't none of y'all business what we talk about. I would have respected that.
Or if you said, what I do with my daughter is my business.
That's it. Once you answer the question, now you made it everybody's business.
Now it's everybody's business.
What I'm saying is, so it's the person that opens them up to cancel culture.
Facts.
You open yourself up to cancel culture.
The same way that Kevin Hart, when he tweeted those, even though that's back in the day. And that's another thing. Like, you got to give people time to grow.
No. If you're in this game, it's like, okay.
Understand what
you're doing. What I'm saying is, if you're a hustler. If you a hustler,
yeah,
and you on the block and you get popped and you snitch early on when you didn't know no better and that don't fade. You can't shake that off.
There's certain things you can't come back from.
It's a dead end because you should have known better. You got in this game. There's codes you didn't understand them, whatever.
Yeah,
back then, but you gonna pay the consequences regardless. No one's gonna be like, oh, nah, you're not going to jail.
I think there should be some, I think there's some shit that you gotta be like, hold up, bro.
The minute you cross that line as an entertainer and you feel, and you're trying to garner success.
I don't hold the same. If somebody snitched 10 years ago, and I don't care what you know, you don't know.
So Dame Dash.
What about him?
You were just talking pre-production like he was snitching on some shit, old school
that's
shit.
So serious.
And he really snitched.
What about him?
Did you just tell me like you ain't like what he did? But he ain't really snitching on nothing, really.
Nah.
I mean, he's
supposed to have a moment to like grow and like be okay with that. But you're telling me right now that you know what I mean? Like, you're playing both sides.
No, there's certain things that you did, and there's nuance to everything. There's gray area to everything.
Wow. So there's gray area to if you're an entertainer.
It's not even about being an entertainer. Even me as a person, I've said things and did things that are super foul.
But you got to delete that tweet.
Why do I have to delete that?
Because.
So what if I just grew as a person?
Nah, you know why? Because
he did some shit.
But he didn't grow.
No.
What I'm saying is like, he did some shit before he became president.
Uh-huh.
Now he's president. A lot of shit. Do you hold him accountable for the times he wasn't?
Grabbing all kinds of
Yes, because he didn't grow.
What I'm saying is, what if that was Obama, though?
Yo, but he's not canceled. What
if Obama did some grab the pussy shit, but everything else...
Well, we all know who runs cancel culture, though.
No. What y'all don't understand is
women
my thing...
Women run cancel culture.
We don't know who
does. Are you saying LGBT runs cancel culture?
I think it's more LGBT than it is...
No, who can who runs it? Hold on, who runs it is the person who's offended. But the fact of it being canceled or going through is the power that they have behind them. Period.
Whoever it is.
Yeah, like let's just say they make fun of African jokes, right? And then Africans get behind it, but we're not gonna give a fuck. We're gonna be like, who cares? So what? We've been getting made fun of our whole life. We don't care about that. Make fun of gay people. There's like some shit where there's some power behind it.
Now, that's what I'm trying to say. It's a social status thing too. Also, right. Because like there's gays in Hollywood. There's gays in different realms that control media or the outlets to where people have these social conversations. Yeah. So obviously, I can't. I'm not trying to blame LGBT for all of cancel culture, but like, in the media or in Hollywood, they have. A
I'm just playing. Don't cancel me.
Right. The views said on this show is just
not everybody's views.
Right. Cancel me.
But you know what I'm saying?
Go to bigfacts.com.
I love you, LGBT.
Eritreans was running basketball NBA,
yeah.
And somebody talks shit about the NBA.
Yeah.
And Eritreans is like, yo, cancel them niggas. Because I'm running that shit. Of course I don't want that view to taint or hate.
I think it's more or less
who's behind it.
Who's running it.
Who's running it. Who has the power to cancel it.
Yeah. But back to the Kevin Hart thing. To me, why I don't hold that different is because that was 10 years. I've done and said stuff that I've grown from, that I don't have the same ideology, the same beliefs.
Yeah, but did you tweet that?
It doesn't matter if I tweeted it or not.
It does. You know why? Because
you became a comedian. No. That choice.
It doesn't even matter, bro. No, listen.
What were you saying, Jay?
So,
Jay?
Anytime you have anything on the internet, regardless of whether it's been 10 years ago or whatever, you said it, right?
Correct.
You got to own that, regardless.
I'm owning it, but I'm saying is I've grown from that person I was 10 years ago.
That's fine, but whatever you say, let's say you got somebody like Kid Rock who says
that racist shit.
Some crazy shit, right? And says, oh, well, I
have a black son.
I hate black people and da da da. 10 years ago, right? But today he's like,
he has a black son.
Yo, he's adopted a black son. Are you still going to look at him differently?
I'm going to accept him for who he is today. I'm going to be like, that was fucked up that you thought that back. I'm dead serious.
Honestly.
Real talk.
Bro, I'm dead serious.
If you say something about LGBT or if you say something racist, You can't come back from that.
You can't.
But Justin Bieber has. There's so many people who have, though.
What did Bieber say?
He had that song where he was like, lonely nigger or some shit like that. Oh. Eminem has used that word.
Oh.
But well, it's an apology tour, though. It's how you...
So look, they have
angle. How you come back from it.
Yeah, My only thing is that the fact that you can show that you've grown as a person. Like, my nigga, 10 years ago, you used to say some foul shit.
How do you know? Were you there?
Yes, I was.
You was there.
What I'm saying is,
exactly.
I think 10 years ago, we did foul things.
We all said foul shit.
And we did foul things, but we grew from that.
10 years ago, every man has said something in jest.
Yeah.
That was fucked up. Because back then, my mouth was crazy.
Yeah. Pause. See? Gotta add the pause on there. But look, would you get canceled for saying pause?
No, and if, hold on.
Pause
is saying no homo, right?
Yeah, it's not a gay thing. That what I said
but
is not gay.
Is no homo offensive to gay people?
No, I said pause. I didn't say no homo.
No. Listen, but pause, we all know what pause means.
If you say pause, something that can possibly can be considered as gay or
no, because I've said that around a gay person before, pause. And they laughed, and I was like, "Yo, is that offensive
because,
to you?" He's like, "Nah."
Because pause is basically
it's
you
a funny
stating.
Way to say it.
Now, look,
it's
let's be honest.
I don't mean
no,
to
no.
Try.
Pause is necessary.
It's a game. It's
no,
a
no,
game basically
no. It's not even a game.
Everything you say that possibly could be gay.
Listen,
yeah,
pause is so much deeper. What? Than what y'all saying right now.
Really?
Hey, pause is some pause.
What is it?
Pause. Pause. Yeah. Pause is like right now in this era of everything being free, is you determining the conversation. Is you dictating where the conversation is going and making sure you're in control of the conversation at all times. If you say pause, it's basically you saying, hey, get that thought out your head. It's not what I was, you, what you was thinking about, all right?
But you're saying in your mind, automatically, all those thoughts are gay-driven.
Certain things are just like automatically like, yo.
First of all, tell me a pause is not like gay-related. All pauses that I've ever heard were
gay-related. Not necessarily.
What pause is not gay-related?
True.
It's all gay-related. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
so is pause toxic?
No. I wouldn't say no, because it's you clarifying the statement. It's like you put
no
in...
No one ever subjected you to saying this.
No. But the fact that it's so... No, but
it's straight up.
It's just the fact that it's so...
That we played around.
Listen. It's the fact that it's so normal.
You know, normalcy doesn't necessarily not mean toxic.
That's very true.
Because
we grew up in a normal environment back in the day. It was normal to grab a woman's ass when she walked by.
Or smack her, or whistle.
Yeah.
So
cat call.
So normalcy cannot be.
So
irrelevant.
It can't be. Yeah. I could change that up depending on where
but you see
I was
that's
from.
Growth.
Or where.
You see, that's growth, right?
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you allowed to have growth? Is what you
yes,
were saying?
Yes, and that's all I'm saying. You can grow as a person.
Yeah,
as a human
absolutely.
Being.
You can, but you gotta delete them tweets.
No, why?
Because you can't have that out there. If you're gonna be a major entity,
you can't
piss off any other group.
To be a major
you can't.
I don't like
you
that
can't.
Idea, bro. Now,
well, then you're not going to go very far because you're going to just keep doing
you
things.
You need people like us who are going to be like, yo, that was me
absolutely.
10 years ago. Stop judging me on who the fuck I was 10 years ago.
I mean, I believe that with the podcast culture, you're able to say what you really mean and what you really feel.
Even
man,
if I'd rather
talk some shit, bro.
They are. But at us having this conversation right now, they're going to be like, they're going to look back at it. And if you blow up, or you blow up, or I blow up from 10 years from now,
they're going to
say,
no.
We are clarifying things right now. We're not like justifying certain behaviors. We're more or less dissecting all of the shit that we've come accustomed to and being real with it, like, yo, certain shit is cool, certain shit is wrong, and other shit is just overhyped.
I feel you. What I'm saying is back to where we were saying it depends on the culture that's making the judgment.
Yeah.
So if you're a comedian and you want to go into Hollywood and you understand the dynamics of Hollywood and the layers of LGBT,
and you make
a statement like that,
that's on you. Yeah.
That's not true.
You can't
like,
expect
you know
to go too far.
Kevin Hart should know he was going to take that L.
But
and
the,
if you
from
and
10
if
years
surprised,
ago, it wasn't that big 10 years ago.
Wow.
No, but listen. When he blew up, he was supposed to have his assistant go back through his tweets and say, yo, delete anything you feel like they would.
I'm glad he did. To me, I was never a big Kevin Hart fan, but when he did that, he stood his ground and he was like, yo, that was me 10 years ago. Yeah, I'm a different person.
And
he went
and apologized for a straight week.
How much can you respect that?
If he apologized afterwards.
I respect him. He did that tour, and then he ended his tour on Ellen, and just was like, I'm not apologizing no more.
I fuck with Kevin Hart.
So the biggest gay celebrity... He was like, look, I'm sorry. I said it many times, but I'm not saying sorry no more about the guy who I used to be.
And I don't blame him for that. That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is don't not expect that to happen.
Yeah.
If you're trying to go
there. Absolutely.
That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not saying I won't expect that.
No, he's right.
No.
Don't be shocked. Like, oh my God, I would never be shocked by that. To me.
But that's when you got to stand your ground. And that's why, isn't that the reason why we respect Chappelle? Because we're like, nigga, if you want to be treated equally. Ain't that the reason why
I think Chappelle set the blueprint for how we should act as either entertainers, news reporters, rappers, actors, anything. You should always
Chappelle changes culture.
Your ground when it comes to your who you are.
But he also said it in a way that lets you know, like, just because you said the fuck shit ain't cool either, though.
Yeah.
So be better than you were. If you gonna stand on that, like, my bad, I wasn't that person no more.
Yeah, stand on it all the way.
Don't be that person no more. You can't be like some toxic ass nigga and be like, that just was the past, and then keep being that.
Nah, that's a fact.
You gotta have legitimately changed from that instance for me to really validate you as a person or artist at that point. Like, you gotta have really made that change.
That's why T.I.'s gonna
change.
Be able to come back. As long as he ain't doing no fuck shit going
forward. T.I.'s good. You know why T.I.'s good?
Yeah. Because fathers in the world are cool with him.
Fathers won't go to that extent to go with it. They child to even figure out what it listen.
How many women respect
and,
the T.I.
And that's the part that I had to respect
it was
him
mixed.
For that.
If you ask me,
you saying 50-50?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only
for
talking about from
you
I expected
exactly.
that, but that's better than
everybody
2080.
Yeah,
that's better than 1090.
Canceled.
Oh, yeah,
R. Kelly's
canceled.
He's done.
But I was really surprised with how many women were hitting me up, like, nah, I understand why he was like that. Yeah,
and then I do really appreciate, like, for T.I. coming back, bringing his wife, and his wife being like, he was never in the room.
Yeah.
So it wasn't no funny business. Like, this nigga was in there, like, scrounging around.
With a flashlight looking at you, like, yo.
That would have been like, whoa. He was like, look, he just came with us and dropped us off, and he was in the lobby, like, every good dad. But he was, when the doctor gave the report, he looked.
He was joking around a lot, too, in the first interview.
And he was playing around with it a lot. Because that's, and I told, I always felt like T.I. is such a gangster. He comes from, but he's an intellectually refined individual as well because he's built and he's been able to come from that world.
Yeah.
But he also came from that world. So I know there's some things that he might have not been 100 on.
Yeah.
That's where I give him the pass. Not a pass.
This is the world of
but
the
I
world.
Give him that's that. I give him that credit to say, I don't know what his family structure was before he even decided to do this,
right.
But at least he took that into account, and that's a priority on his list. A lot of men don't do that.
That's
a lot of men ain't even men enough to have that conversation with their daughter to talk about that. They just expect them to act a certain way.
T.I. is that nigga. He ain't never going
nowhere. That's a big fact. Speaking of big facts, you said we could find you where?
BIGFACT5. And you can find me on Apple, iTunes, Google, Tidal. Spotify, all streaming platforms, baby.
And y'all know where to find us at Mez Drinks and Chill or Mez Black Label.
Yeah.
Sci-Fi.
Umbrella Minds with a Z at the end.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for listening, man. We out of here.
Damn, already?
We out.
Thank you for listening. Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram, Mez Drinks and Chill.